Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special svarmar with Shiyukiyu, and Nishmas Mar Sester Bas Shmuel. Chanar Tzav Mar Tzavata Chanar Bas Meir Zev, Chay Yochev Vege Yudis Bas Chay Yochev Vege Mas Michal Dis Basi, Pesach Shech Olei Yisrael, Ephraim Ben Rus, Pesach Shech Olei Yisrael. And Smoshi Beshtim Rai Zon Moshi Mordechai. It's based in the Torah, Mor Rabbi Agon Agadar Rechai Mir Harwit Shlita. We're discussing about an ubar, chil Shabbos and an ubar. Is machlokes bein rabbanan kamoi mutar lechal Shabbos alatzolas chay ubar alo the Ramban and nidam emdalad amid beis. So the Rashba in the name of the Yeshivosh and Ritva there, name of the Bahag mechalim Shabbos kdei lahatzilas chay ubar. You're allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to save the life of a fetus. Another shita and Tosfos ein mechalim Shabbos chay ubar lama sharei pikuach nefesh doiche kol hamitzvus. Is learned from B'chai Bahem, and an Ubar is not a Nefesh yet. So since he's not a complete soul yet, in Mela, there is no Chil Shabbos, so we have Shitas HaTesvis. You're not Mechal Shabbos for an Ubar, for a fetus, not a taxi. And we have all the other Shitas, Ramban, B'chulei, Rash B'ritva, that you are Mechal Shabbos to save the life of the fetus. V'zeh Lashon HaRamban B'nida V'ikad D'kash Le'me D'kash Sin HaZem Be'erchen. There are those who ask a question from what it says in the Gemara in Arachim on 7b, that a woman who is Yosheves al Mashber, she's waiting to give birth and she dies on Shabbos, Rachmana Litzlan. So we bring a knife. And we cut out the fetus on Shabbos. And the question is, so why are we Mechal Shabbos for this fetus? It's not called a Nefesh yet. And for the Ramban, it's not a Kasha, because there the Torah says, be Mechal one Shabbos in order to keep many Shabbos. So b'pshutai, it would appear Kavanas HaRishayim, that it's true that in Yuma 85b, we learn that Pikuach Nefesh is Deich HaShabbos, because it's V'chai Behem, and Mikuach this Yalfusa, we would not permit Chil Shabbos to save a fetus, because he doesn't have the status of a full-fledged Nefesh. Nevertheless, there's Nach Adrosha over there. There's another Drosha, that Darshan Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. And what was his Drosha? V'shamru V'nei Yisrael Es HaShabbos. Amra Torah Chalel Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmor Shabbatot Harbe. We mechal one Shabbos so that he keep many. And Mikoyach this Drosha, we mechal one Shabbos in order that he keep many. Gam al Misha Einoi Bechlal Nefesh, we permit one to be over on all the mitzvahs in order to save his life. So again, the idea here is that normally one should not be allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to save the life, to preserve the life of a fetus, because this fetus is not considered a nefesh. But l'maskanas hadvorim, the halacha is, according to these Rishonim, that you're allowed to, because we have another drasha, and that is, be mechal one Shabbos in order that the person be mekayim in many Shabbosos, and this would, of course, apply to a fetus as well. The fetus one day is also going to keep Shabbos. So according to this, yesh lahoitzi kama halachos mechudoshos, we can extract numerous new halachos with regard to saving the life of the fetus. In Yuma Pehe Amid Aleph, we say Mechalim Shabbos Al Chayesha. The Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Lamed Beis that the reason is because Chayesha also has a Tzad Misa. V'haf Agav, the Lo Yuchal. Al Yidei Zeh, Lishmur Shabbos Yisharu Be'ayin Sham V'mishne Brure. B'simen shin chof tes v'bir halacha dibur amaschil ela herich b'ze v'hesik kedas ha-minchas chinuch v'gam heicha sh'atzot v'ezka sh'mutz harbe v'mchal v'shabbos mishum B'chai bohem. So the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah and the Minchas Chinuch is that we are mechal Shabbos even for a temporary life, even if he can't keep many Shabbosos. Why? Because of v'chai bohem. So that would all apply to a living person, to a born human being. But an Ubar who is not Bechal Mefresh is not included in Bechai Behem. And that we're Mechal Shabbos is in order that he be Shamer Shabbos is Harbe. But if we know that he's not going to be able to be Shamer Shabbos is Harbe, then you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for him. Because again, the whole heter of the Ubar isn't Mishum Bechai Behem. That applies to regular people, but the fetus only gets it because he's Mechal Shabbos, he can keep Shabbos in the future, but he's not going to be able to keep Shabbos in the future. Then we're not Mechal Shabbos for him. So that's one halacha mechudeshes. Number two, the Gemara in Yuma Shmuel says that a tinok who is born in a city that is mostly composed of Gentiles, we do not go after the roiv le'inyan pikuach nefesh, and we're mechalel Shabbos in order to save this tinok. The Minchas Chinuch proves from this that even somebody who's pater mishmiras hamitzvahs Mechalim olav es haShabbos mishum v'chay bohem sheharei oto tinok asur lo lishmor Shabbat. So again, you have a city, it's mostly goyim, you have a child, you don't know if he's Jewish or not, you're still mechal Shabbos to save him because you don't go after the roiv and assume that he's a goy. The Minchas Chinuch proves from this that even somebody who's pater from shmiras hamitzvahs like this child, you're mechal Shabbos shum v'chay bohem, because this child is not allowed to keep Shabbos, because legabe shmirat Shabbos, where machria kedin roiv mikoyach roiv shehu goy v'goy sheshavas chayev misa v'im kol ze mikivan shelegabe nefashot lo azlinan batar ruba mechalalin alav et haShabbat. Kach katav haMishnah Berurah sham. So here we see something very interesting, that as far as him keeping mitzvahs, keeping Shabbos, it's usur for him, he's a goy. But as far as saving his life, we don't go after the rov, and we save his life, we assume he's a Jew. Saving his life, assume Jew. Chil Shabbos, assume goy. Shmira Shabbos, assume he's a goy. Achshav, kol ze shayach, biyilud, de'ita bechlal v'chay bahem. Aval be'ubar, so that's all if you're dealing with a living person. But a fetus, for example, a pregnant woman who is in a city where it's mostly Gentile, and we don't know if this meidel is a Jewess or a Gentileess. The din is that it's usur to be mechal Shabbos in order to save the ubar. Why? Because in order to be mechalel Shabbos, we need the drasha of be mechalel one Shabbos in order that he keep many Shabbosos. And since after he is born, he is not going to be allowed to keep Shabbos, you're not, because we're going to be mechriya that he's a goy legabe shmira Shabbos, you can't be mechalel Shabbos. So what an incredible nafkamina. You have a woman who's suffek Jew, suffek goy, Yer Sheruba Akum, the child is not going to keep Shabbos in the future, so you're not Mechal Shabbos to save this Ubar. Incredible. Because the only Mechal Shabbos for an Ubar because of Mikoch Lishmar Shabbos is Harbe. But this child, you don't know if he's a Mishamar Shabbos, he's not allowed to be because Shabbos, the Gabbos Shabbos, the Goy, Melian Mechal Shabbos for him, Lufiz and Rabbe. Bezrat Hashem, Hamtsa'a Nechona Letarets Kushiyat HaRamban Benida. לסוברים שגם על הצלת עובר מחללים את השבת. אם כן, עמי אמרינן בשבת כופנון א', עמוד א', תינוק בן יום אחד, מחללים עליו את השבת, והרי אפילו על עובר מחללים. So that with this, we can enter the kasha, the Ramban brings in Nido, and those who hold, like him, that an atzelus uber יהיה מחלל שבת. If that's true, then why does it say in Shabbos 151a that a day-old baby, you're Mechal Shabbos? What do you mean a day-old baby, you're Mechal Shabbos? You're even Mechal Shabbos for an Ubar. answers the Minchas Chinuch, Guzma ka'omar, da'al tinok ben yoim echad mechalin v'al dovin melech Yisrael shemes ein mechalin mes ha'shabbos. Now the idea is, it's telling us, it's just contrasting. It's saying that for a one-year-old baby, you're not. But for David HaMelech, he's Melech Yisrael, who died, you're not Mechal Shabbos. Even though for a baby you are. It doesn't mean for an Uber you're not. It's just contrasting the baby with David HaMelech. Aval advareinu yesh l'tereitz b'ofen nifla. No. Because Tinok ben Yoim Echad, the Gemara says, because that's a Milsa Psikta, you're always going to be Mechal Shabbos for the Tinok ben Yoim Echad. Because he always has the din of Vishkidei Shishma Shabbos is Harbe. But when it comes to a fetus, and even if he's noilad biyosha ruba akum mechal lamavis shabbos, because you save him mikoach v'chaybehem. So as far as v'chaybehem is concerned, you assume he's Jewish. But if it would be a fetus, it's not a milsa de psikta. It's not pashut because it's not always going to be that way, because there are cases in ubar where you're not going to be mechal shabbos, i.e. if it's an Yerusha Ruba Akum, then you're not Mechal Shabbos of the Uber, because it's not going to be Shomer Shabbos in the future. Only if it's a Tinok Ben Yom Echad, you're going to be Yerusha Mechal Shabbos, because it doesn't matter if he's Mechal Shabbos, he's going to keep Shabbos in the future. All that matters is that he is a, we say V'chai B'hem about him, and merely your Mechal Shabbos for him. Gevaldically terrific. Gevaldically terrific. That's why the Gemara says that Atinok ben Yoim Echad and not an Uber, because then Echanam, you're your Mechal Shabbos, but just not always. Not if he's not going to be able to keep Shabbos in the future, but Atinok ben Yoim Echad, even if there's Shirak, and you still Mechal Shabbos for him. So that's terrific. Next, another Chiddush. You see how many Chiddushim we're taking out of this? It is just eye opening, man. Okay, so let's go weiter. Rabbi Yehuda holds in Baba Kameh and Av Pezayin Amar Aleph that a Suma is Pater Men HaMitzvahs. V'nechelku rabbonon kamai im mid rabbonon chayiv. Da'as ha'teisviz b'rosh Hashanah daf lamed gimel omed alef, d'chayiv. V'da'as ha'rashbe b'bava kame peizayin omed alef, v'chein patul, v'chein de'patul gamed rabbonon. We've already discussed this in the past. Is he chayiv mitzvah de rabbonon? Teisviz? Yes. Rashba? No. Now, what about saving b'Shabbos? So you're saving the shaf, you're saving him. Even if you hold he's completely pater min ha-mitzvahs, you're still saving because he's a b'chal nefesh. V'af agav de pater min ha-mitzvahs, but he's still b'chal nefesh, so you save him. Ooh, aval kol zeh b'yilud shehu nefesh. Aval ubar, let's say chas v'shalom. Someone has a fetus, and you know that this fetus is blind. So then we wouldn't be mechal Shabbos. Right, by the way, all of these halachas today were Mechal Shabbos even for Goyim, so it's not a maisa, but in theory, if you're on a deserted island, no one's around, so there's no sakana, no press, no anything. But today we know that every doctor is Mechal Shabbos for Goyim, it's not a question. But so therefore you're also going to be Mechal Shabbos. Whatever you have to do, you do. But we're talking about in theory, not in practice. So this would all be if it's a baby or older. Then you're Mechal Shabbos even to save a Summa. But an Ubar who's a Summa, then would be an Mechal Shabbos, because even after he's born, he's going to be Pater Mishmir Shabbos. So we don't say Chal of Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishma Shabbos is Harbe, but he's not going to be Chayv in Shmir Shabbos. So maybe he wouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. Now, the opinion of the Prima Godim and the Psycho Koileles, Chelik Yimelos Chavtes, Turei Evan, Mikhail Chavtal, Raman Alef, Yimelos Chavtes, Rabbi Kiva Eger, begin like this, and Aleph, Shagam Ladas Rabbi Yehuda, Mikol Moko im Suma Chayv Belavin, and therefore he's going to be Chayv to be Shomer Shabbos, even though he's not Chayv in the Mitzvah Sase. So, according to that opinion, those people who are of the opinion that Suma is Chayv in the Lois Sase of Shabbos, so then Pashat, you would save him because he's still going to be keeping Shabbos. Amazing. Umnam, אם כן, יש פה קושייה עצומה if what we're saying is true. And that is that Rabbi Kiva Eger holds in the Tshuvas, in the Ksav Yad, which was published by Hagoin, Rav Nosson Geshtetner Zatzal, in Yeridei and Siman Nun Aleph, שאסור לגוי להסרפוס באיסורים, דקרא דבחי בהם לא נאמר בגוי. So a guy is not allowed to heal himself with Isurim, like with Avodah Zarah. Some healing would require him to be nana from Avodah Zarah or whatever. That's also for him to do. Yoved Avodah Zarah, whatever it may be, things that are Eiver Menachai, it's also for a guy. So if a guy is sick and he needs to be misrapi by eating Eiver Menachai, it would be forbidden. Why? Because V'chai Behem says Rabbi Kiva Eger wasn't said to a guy, it was said to a Jew. So the doing an aver is only for us, not for them. So the kasha is, it's true, there's no V'chai Behem by a guy. Nevertheless, typically, שיהיה מותר לגוי להתרפות באיסור משום הספרה דחלל עליו, היינו כדי שיוכל לשמוע את זין מצס בני נוח. ברשתרי לא לסרפוס באיסור, one second. He doesn't have a בחי בהם, but just like we have a פסוק that says, be מחל one Shabbos, in order that he keep any Shabbos. So let's say the same svara, that let him do this avera so that Viter he can keep the Shevim Mitzvos B'nei Noach. So maybe the teretz is that since the Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noach, the Kiyum is B'shei Baal Taisa, so we can say that they don't have the Maila of Shmiras HaMitzvos. The only Maila of Shmiras HaMitzvos is the Kum Vaaseh. Even though they're mitzvah al adinim to make court systems, that's a kumase. But we said about Shabbos that it's enough that he's not mechal Shabbos. That's also a kiyum, even though it's b'shei v'al taisis, a hajar kushel aduchta. And my gabi goyla, why don't we say the svara of chalel Shabbos achas kadei sheyishmor Shabbos es harbe? Chalel, let him be over on one of his zayin mitzvahs, that writer can keep the zayin mitzvahs. So the pashut teretz would be, but where do we learn Chalel Shabbos Achas from? From a pasuk, "V'shamrei Yisrael as a Shabbos, be mechal Shabbos," in order that he keep a lot of Shabbos. Since it's derived from a pasuk, let him be mechal Shabbos one time in order that he keep many Shabbos. But that doesn't apply to a guy, just like v'chai b'hem doesn't apply to a guy. So to Chalel Shabbos Achas, Chalel one of the Zayin mitzvahs, in order that he keep it right there in the future, also doesn't apply to a guy. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva Eger is correct. They misrap and be surim. And even if it means in the future he's going to be able to design mitzvahs, but he doesn't have a chai behem, and he doesn't have a pasuk of do one aver so that you can keep it to do mitzvahs in the future. So this was amazing, and we still have a lot more to talk about, sweet friends. Don't leave me now. Be'ezer Hashem, Be'ezer Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue, and we will see, please God, more niflos, b'li neder, in a future offering. And in the meantime, this was nifla b'yoser, with very gishmak, and we should be zoiche, she'lishmor shabbatot harbe, mitoch b'ri'ut, simchat halev, menuchat hanefesh, v'kol tuv sela, ונזכור תמיד שסוף דבר הכל נשמע את האלוקים ירא ואת מצוותיו שמור כי זה כל האדם. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Be nether will be zechet to continue. Shalom.